Mario Manningham joins us on Sports Byline USA. 5 years in the National Football League, the first four with the New York Giants, where, of course, he made that spectacular catch along the sideline in the winning drive that led them to the Super Bowl championship against the New England Patriots, and now in his first year with the 49ers. Mario, you've had a chance in your pro career to play with two successful, outstanding organizations. What's the commonality between them both that allowed them to be successful on the field?
First, it starts with the head coach. Both head coaches always have their players ready to play on Sundays. The preparation that both organizations set in is really good because, you know, they break the team down and break down their weaknesses, the strengths and everything. So they have you very prepared to play.
You know, one of the things that I've always said, Mario, is that professional athletes, no matter what the sport, have to have some confidence that their head coach is the captain on the bridge of the ship. And what I mean by that, Mario, is that they have to believe that each week or each night when they go out on the court or on the field, that they're going to have an opportunity to compete at the top of their ability. How important is that to an athlete? And can you explain why that is important to an athlete?
That's very important because when it starts with your head coach, if your head coach is setting something in your brain, telling you to go out there and do this and do that, what players doesn't want to back their coach up? If their coach says that you're gonna win, you know who don't want to go out there and show that their coach is right? Us as players try to go out and do everything we can do to make the coaches look good and the organization. Not only that, but make our team look good and come out with the W. So I enjoy playing for Coach Harbaugh. He understands the game and he was once a player, so he kind of feel your pain and he knows what goes on. You know, he knows when your body gets tired. He knows when it's time to turn up. You know, he knows when to light things up a little bit, and you know when to bring the pain. You know, make it hurt. So you know, we just trying to get better every day. And everything, just do what we have to do to just keep being successful and just taking it step by step. Every game just getting better, every practice getting better.
You know, knowing Tom and knowing Jim as I do, they appear to me to have the same type of demeanor and also personality. Am I correct in that observation?
You are 100% correct. Yeah.
What is it that they do that is so different maybe from other organizations or head coaches? Can you give me a little more insight into that, Mario?
Oh, man, both coaches is intense. Just the intensity of both coaches, man, just they give you that look. Whether you a player or whether you on the other side of the ball lining up against us, they give you that look. Knowing that, you know, if their coach giving us that look, oh, man, so I know how their team feel, you know. It's some thought that when you look at the coach, man, just, you know, you go out and play hard and do what you have to do, knowing that, you know, come in and just break stuff down, you know, installation and everything. So, you know, just trying to get better. Just get better every day, every week.
One of the things that most people don't have an appreciation for, Mario, is the fact that your success is really predicated on Michael Crabtree being on the other side or Randy Moss, and their success is predicated on Mario Manningham having success on the other side. Tell everybody what I'm talking about, why that's important.
Because when we're on the field, I feel like that they really can't just be focused on one player or one receiver. So, you know, we try to feed off of each other. We know we a team, but, you know, us being wideouts, we have pride, and we don't never want to look bad, and we don't never want to make each other look bad. So, you know, we always got each other's back. If somebody catch a pass, we going downfield trying to knock somebody's head off. I mean, we brothers. That's how it is.
You have one of the best defenses in the National Football League, and I'm just wondering if practicing against that type of level of competition day in and day out helps you a little bit more on Sunday when you face another defense in the league.
It helps you a lot, knowing that you got a great linebacker core, some very good cornerbacks, and a D lineman that's not really going to take no mess. So, you know, it makes it a little easier going up against them, knowing that they play very, very fast and play smart, too.
What was it that brought you to San Francisco? Because you played on a Super Bowl winning team, and it was a team that was going to be good as long as you have Eli Manning, it was going to be good the next year. What was the reason and your motivation for deciding to come to the 49ers?
I feel like I could come in and make an impact, make a difference, you know, help out the team, and just go out there and make plays and just be myself.
Let me take you back to Warren, Ohio. I'm familiar with that part of the country. I've been there. I understand the Midwest and certainly Ohio. I want you to describe for all the fans around the world what Warren, Ohio is like.
Warren, Ohio is a small city. We have one high school. When it comes to sports, that's all our city get up on Fridays, football or Saturday, football, basketball on Saturdays and Fridays. That's mainly what that our city is about. You know, it's in the Midwest. It's kind of slow as far as the jobs right now and everything. You know, everything that's going on and stuff. So that's what kind of brings our city together. You know, when it comes to football.
And certainly it's the type of place that, you know, Mario Manningham feels comfortable, because you once said they've been supporting me since I first got on the field, court, or whatever. That's the type of city I come from. Everybody loves sports and loves to be there and support me. They don't ask anything of you aside from maybe an autograph, right?
No, they don't ask me for nothing, and they don't have to ask me, because I always go and give back to my city.
The one thing I do know about Ohio, you can talk all you want about Florida football, high school football, or you can talk about Texas football, but Ohio football is pretty good. You got powerhouses like Maslin. Now, I want you to take me back to 2002, Harding High School against Maslin, the game you played in. Tell me about that.
Oh, man, it was the best feeling in the world, man. Almost better than the Super Bowl, man. And I can honestly say that. Man, when coming out, I was nervous. I knew I was going to play, and They had punted the ball, so you know, they punted it, and I kind of muffed it and picked it up, and just took off to my left, and I seen Sean Crable coming down, and I didn't know that the year later a couple years later I was going to be going to school with him to play at Michigan, so that was a good thing, man. But yeah, man, came out and scored four touchdowns, two on special teams. And two receiving. So it was like the best night of my life, man. And ever since then, I just love football, man. Just took it so serious.
Mario Manningham accounting for four touchdowns in what turned out to be a Harding victory over powerhouse Maslin, 31-27. And that kind of launched, again, the high school's success in high school football in the state of Ohio. But you wanted to quit football at one time, did you not?
Yeah, my freshman year, I was not going to play. I was going to stick to basketball. A lot of people don't know that I was going to go to Syracuse to play for basketball, but I committed so early that all the basketball teams stopped coming around, because they knew I was going to school for football, because I committed to Michigan kind of early, too.
Now, your football coach was Steve Arnold, but at one time when you were going to play basketball, he was the basketball coach there. Tell me a little bit about that discussion you had with him when you went to him to say to him that you were going to quit football and play basketball.
He was my basketball coach.
Uh-huh.
And I told him, when in the office, Coach Arnold, I think I'm only going to play basketball, man. He said, man, nah, because you're real good at football. You don't want to do that, man. Don't never limit your talents, knowing that, you know, I didn't really know a bunch about scholarships, but he was just like, you're gonna keep doing your thing, you're gonna stay in school, and you're gonna do what you got to do, because you're a very talented player, and I think you should just stay, and I think you should just play football, man. Just do what you got to do, and just play football. So I play football, and ever since then, man, every time I see Coach Arnold, I hug him.
I loved his quote, because when you were having this discussion with him, you were only 15 years old, and he said, here's the quote from him, listen, if you don't play football, I'm cutting you from the basketball team. Now, I wasn't going to cut him, he said, but I had to come up with something.
Yeah, man, he threatened me, man, told me he was going to cut me, man, so I got my butt back out there on that football field.
You know, when you take a look at this game, you make it look awfully easy. I mean, I go back, and I guess I have seen, like you've seen, that catch along the sideline, maybe 15 or 20 times, and I don't know how you did it. When you had a chance to look at it and break it down as an athlete, in other words, look at it from a technical standpoint, what did you appreciate about what you did?
Man, I just appreciate we won the game, and then I helped win. That's what I appreciate. I appreciate that I went out there and helped them win a Super Bowl. And now I'm just trying to get another one.
Well, Mario, I want to thank you very much before I kick you loose. As you know, we're heard worldwide on the American Forces Network, which means the troops across the country and around the world get a chance to catch the show. And I know you want to send a shout-out to them.
Yeah, I want to send a shout-out to the troops for protecting this country. I salute each and every one of you. Thanks.
Okay, Mario, take care and have a good game this weekend.
All right, thanks.
Mario Manningham with us here on Sports Byline. 5 years in the NFL. He won a Super Bowl last season with the Giants, but now an important contributing part of the 49er receiving core. We continue with more of you and Sports Byline.